We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, it is a busy time of year. Winter sports and activities, state tournaments well underway. And we'll get you the latest results. We'll have a preview of the state girls hockey tournament. Pairings announced this morning. And the tournament starts Wednesday in St. Paul at the Excel Energy Center and continues through Saturday, Championship Saturday. And we will have the girls hockey 1A and 2A championship games here on News Talk 830 WCCO starting next Saturday at 4 from St. Paul. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on right now. A little bit later on in the hour, we'll chat with some coaches. Girls hoops in the spotlight. Number 8, 4A Maple Grove, Mark Cook, the head coach. They have a big one with number 4, 4A Park Center on Tuesday night at Maple Grove. I'll be at that game on Tuesday night, and we'll visit with Mark Cook and talk about his team. We'll have our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. We'll visit with Dave Kreisap, head coach from number 6, 2A Perham. He won his 600th career game recently. His team is now 20-0 this season. His win total up to 602. And we'll visit with Dave at about 12:38 or so today. And then Will Scholes, head coach, number 4, 1A, Orono Boys Hockey. And they're having a very good season. And that regular season is winding down. Of course, sections for the boys get started here quickly. All right, let's circle back around to the pairings for the girls hockey tournament, set to start on Wednesday at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Breck, the number 1 seed, knows surprise. Warroad, the number 2. And Warroad will play Wilmer in the opener at 11 a.m. in St. Paul on Wednesday. The second game of the day is scheduled to start about 1 o'clock. It'll be number 3, Cloquet-Esco-Carlton against Hutchinson. That game will start once again around 1 o'clock in St. Paul on Wednesday. The number 1 seed Breck hosts Laverne at 6. And then in the nightcap, we'll get started around 8 o'clock or so. Number 4 is South St. Paul against number 5, Rochester-Lourdes. The championship semifinals come up on Friday in St. Paul with the first semifinal at 11 a.m., the second semifinal about 1:30, and then, of course, their championship game 1 week from today at 4 o'clock, and you'll hear it here on News Talk 830 WCCO. The consolation games will be played in downtown St. Paul at the Tria Rink at Treasure Island. The old Dayton's downtown, that's where the Wild play. All right, let's get on to 2A pairings now. The number 1 seed is Edina, the number 2 Andover, and they traded spots at the top of the poll much of the year. Andover right out of the gate beat Edina this season, but the Hornets are the number 1. The Huskies are the number 2 seed in that tournament. Here are the pairings in 2A. At 11 a.m. next Thursday at the X, number 2 Andover against Farmington. And then at 1 o'clock, the number 3 Minnetonka will take on Roseau. And then in the evening, number 1 Edina against Burnsville at 6, followed by number 4 Maple Grove against number 5 Hill Murray at about 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Of course, Friday night at 6 and 8:30 are the championship semifinals. And then, of course, next Saturday night at 7 o'clock in St. Paul will be the 2A title game, and you'll hear that here on News Talk 830 WCCO. There's a lot of other things going on right now, including the state dance tournament at Target Center. In the jazz portion of the event, on Friday, we have state champions crowned, and then, of course, High Kick is today at Target Center in St. Paul. Great crowds for that. Alaqua Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd, and Totino Grace defended their jazz titles at the 2020 State Dance Team Tournament. Of course, this info courtesy of the Minnesota State High School League. The Alaqua Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows claimed their second title in Class A. And in Double A, Totino Grace of Fridley went home with its 10th championship. And in 3A, Eastview of Apple Valley won its 5th title. The Jazz Division competition once again was on Valentine's Day in downtown Minneapolis. Once again, high kick scheduled for today. Great crowds expected at Target Center. Some of the other events going on, let's jump to an activity. The 2020 Debate State Tournament was held, and from the High School League, ending economic sanctions against Venezuela and encouraging states to eliminate their nuclear arsenals were two of the topics argued at the State Debate Tournament. Logan Stenzel of Lakeville South claimed his first title in the Lincoln Douglas competition. Meanwhile, Chang Deutsch Gabe Chang Deutsch and Clara Conroy of Minneapolis South were the best policy debaters at the state tournament. Morgan Swigert and Jack Johnson of the Blake School took top honors in the public forum. And Layla Foster of Eastview Apple Valley won in congressional debate. So congratulations to all the participants at the 2020 Debate State Tournament. Now let's get over to skiing. Weather caused problems on Thursday. They had a weather delay, so the Alpine and Nordic were split up a bit up at Giants Ridge in Boabic. And here is the team results. In Alpine skiing first, that's downhill skiing up at Giants Ridge. And once again, in the girls' competition, Lakeville North won of the girls' competition. And in the boys' competition, once again, it was Lakeville winning that competition as well. So congratulations on the Alpine side of it. And then let's get you some of the individual results, if we have a moment, here in our high school sports Saturday program. First, the girls' individual results. Winning there, Sophia Palmquist from Egan finished first. Peyton Cervais from Lakeville North finished second in the girls' competition. Once again, this is the Alpine ski meet up at Giants Ridge earlier in the week. And then finally, in the boys' individual results, the state champion Luke Conway from Minneapolis Washburn, Adam Berghalt from Edina, finished second in that boys' competition up at Giants Ridge. Now let's get over to the Nordic skiing. And the Nordic skiing was scheduled for Thursday, but because of the bitterly cold weather, was moved until Friday. Let's get you up to date. Boys' team results first. This is, once again, the cross-country skiing. Forest Lake wins a tiebreaker on criteria over Minneapolis Southwest. They were in a dead heat at 4-1, but Forest Lake wins on tiebreaker criteria in the boys' cross-country ski meet. And if we can get over to the girls now and get you up to date there on the team competition, once again, cross-country skiing. It was still chilly on Friday, but not as bad on Thursday. St. Paul Highland Park wins it. Forest Lake finishes second there. So, once again, you're up to date on some of the results from all the state tournaments going on right now. And, of course, as we pointed out, section finals set to get started for boys hockey. And, of course, we have sections underway in wrestling with the state wrestling tournament coming up in under 2 weeks. That'll get started with individuals at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. And then, of course, start with team competition, and then move on to individual competition with 2 weeks from today being Championship Saturday and all the individual weight classes at the state wrestling tournament. So things are really cranking up around the state of Minnesota in all these activities. And, of course, as we move through the day, And we're going to visit with a number of coaches. Coming up here momentarily, we're going to visit with Mark Cook, head coach, number 8, 4A Maple Grove girls basketball. They have a big one against the number 4 team in 4A Park Center on Tuesday night. District 279 rivalry there. And, of course, two teams that figure to be in the mix come state tournament time in girls hoops. While we have a moment, let's get you up to date on the rankings as we move through. In 4A, Hopkins, of course, Page Beckers and Company, ranked number one. They are 21-0. Then it's Farmington, Wyzetta Park Center, and Stillwater. Chaska's 6 in St. Michael, Albertville, Maple Grove, Rosemount, and Eden Prairie round out the top 10. Let's move over to 3A. De La Salle, number 1. Beckers 2. Simley 3. Marshall 4. Academy of Holy Angels round out the top 5. Then Red Wing, St. Paul Como Park, Hill Murray, Austin, and Alexandria. In 2A girls, Hoop Sox Center, number 1. Then it's Fergus Falls, Rochester, Lourdes. And in 1A, Mineota at 24-1, number 1, followed by Cromwell and Walker, Hackensack, Akeley. And you're up to date on the girls' rankings. Once again, girls' basketball chatter continues. Mark Cook, head coach of number 8, 4A Maple Grove, joining us in a moment. It is a high school sports Saturday here on News Talk 830-WCCO. High school sports Saturday underway. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe is our producer. A little bit later on, Dave Kriesap, head coach, number 6, 2A Perham, recently won his 600th career game. His team is off to a 20-0 start. Really a great story, great career, and we'll get into that coming up following the weather at 12:30 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Right now we're pleased to be joined by Mark Cook, head coach number 8, 4A Maple Grove girls basketball. And they've got a big one coming up on Tuesday night. More on that in a bit. But, Mark, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, and you've got some ties to CCO Radio. Your brother Dan's a producer here and has been for a long time.
Yeah, Dan, he's been there forever. He speaks very highly of you. And then our PA announcer for all our games is Jimmy Erickson, who's also a CCO guy. So we're well represented at Maple Grove Basketball with CCO guys.
Yeah, Jimmy does a really good job on the PA. Of course, he's a producer for the morning news. And Dave Lee, and then, of course, Dan Cook is Chad Hartman's producer here at CCO. So a lot of ties. And, Mark, I bumped into you. I bumped into you at football games as well. You're an assistant coach for the football team, too.
Yep, I've been there 20 years as a football coach, and then this is my 15th year as the head girls basketball coach there. So very blessed and fortunate to be able to do this job for a long time.
Yeah, and really a great situation at Maple Grove. You know, wonderful support. Your activities director does an outstanding job.
Ricardo's amazing. He's a great guy. He's a great activities director. Just a good human being, and somebody who really cares about the school, cares about the community, cares about the kids, and is very supportive of the coaches. And we're very, very fortunate to have him.
Yeah, and you look around District 279, and that's Park Center and Osseo and Maple Grove. The facilities are top notch. The school district has really made a commitment to the buildings. They put a lot of money into Park Center. Osseo is a great facility. Maple Grove, just top-notch. All the facilities. And really, whether it's sports or any other co-curricular activity, District 279 has done an outstanding job over the years.
Yeah, no, they have been great. And, our former superintendent who just retired a couple years ago, she was always very supportive. Our new superintendent is fantastic and really investing into the facilities and the buildings, which then obviously produces great programs. And, we feel very supported by our district, that's for sure.
Well, Mark, about your team, 4A girls basketball is so deep. Hopkins getting a lot of attention at the top and the great Page Beckers, and rightfully so, but there is so much depth in 4A, so many good teams. An example is your Friday night tilt with Anoka. You grind out a 46-39 victory, but the Tornadoes, I've had a chance to see them this year. They're tough.
They are. He's got them playing well. They play that really aggressive 2-3 zone. And, we unfortunately came out last night and we couldn't hit water if we fell out of a boat. I think we were 17 of 50 from the field. And it's tough to beat a 2-3 zone when you shoot like that. I liked the looks we got. We had good looks, but we just struggled to finish. And sometimes you have those nights and you just got to grind it out. And I thought our kids did that with the way they played defense. And we hit a couple big shots late. And, But no, Anoka is, you know, I mean, you look at their scores and yeah, they're not winning necessarily a ton of games, but they're in almost every one of them. And he's a first year coach there. He's doing a really, really great job.
Yeah, they really work hard. About your team in that game, you still found a way in a night when shots weren't falling, and that's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're going to have nights like that. You're going to have games like that. You got to figure out other ways to get the job done. And you know, our kids really bought in defensively to what we were trying to do. And we didn't score a lot of points, but luckily we were able to kind of hang our hats on our defense, which is what we've been doing all year. And we held them to fewer than we scored, which is kind of all you need to do sometimes. So.
Yeah, when I look up and down your season now, 20-4, by the way, congrats on 20 victories. That's not easy to do that in the Northwest Suburban. It's a great league.
No, it's our league is as good this year as it's been in a really, really long time. If you look at, you know, the teams that are, you know, it's always fun to check the hub every night and see who's beating who, because, you know, there's a few years there where you kind of knew how games were going to go, and this year it's not. There's been, you know, you got a bunch of teams that are getting better, and you know, Champlin's had big wins, Andover's had big wins, you know, and that's huge for our conference and our league to have those teams. You know, Osseo got a big win the other night over Champlin Park, and to have, you know, all the teams, all 14 teams, be competitive night in and night out. It's great for our league. It's great for our teams.
Yeah, and I talk about it a lot, but if you look at the boys and girls basketball up in the northern part of Hennepin County, particularly, and really you can throw the St. Michael Albertville into that mix, and how well they're doing in all sports, but particularly girls basketball in your district, Park Center. You get them Tuesday night. You know, great team, well coached. They really get after it. I mean, that's a phenomenal matchup coming up Tuesday night. And if you're a fan of girls basketball, that might be the best matchup in town on Tuesday night.
It's going to be a fun one. It's you know, they're really, really good. Adalia McKenzie is you know, probably the best player in the state of Minnesota, not named Paige Beckers. I mean, she is a phenomenal talent, and then the pieces that they've got around her are also very, very talented and good. So it should be a fun one. You know, it's a lot at stake with that game as far as conference championship and things like that, but just great test to have going into section tournaments too. You know, it's fun to play good teams down the stretch going into that to prepare you for what playoff atmosphere is going to be like over the course of the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and speaking of McKenzie from Park Center, there's a great story on her. Jim Paulson did it, so go to the Star Tribune and check that one out. Really a great story on her and her family, and she's just a junior, so you'll have to deal with her next year.
I know she's been playing a lot of minutes since she's been a ninth grader. So she's, I love her. She's a great kid, and I love watching her play because she's just got a motor that doesn't quit. But I'll tell you what, I won't be sad when she graduates because she's a hard kid to scheme for because she can beat you in so many different ways. And I'm really excited to see what she does at the next level. You know, I wish she'd get there a little sooner so we wouldn't have to worry about her so much. But she's a special talent, special player.
And then next Friday night, the end of the regular season at Centennial. So Park Center and then at Centennial. Two pretty good challenges coming up here at the end of the regular season. And then it's on to sections already, and then that second season begins. And before we get into that and how you prepare for that, talk a little bit about your team. Two players right now averaging in double figures. Talk a little bit about the leaders on this team, Mark.
Yeah, you know, we have one senior. Abby Schulte is our lone senior, and she'll be graduating this year and going on and continuing her basketball career at North Dakota State next year. She's a phenomenal player. She's a player that has been playing varsity since she was a ninth grader, and has just gotten better and better in every year, and is having statistically one of the best seasons our school's ever seen this year. I mean, she's all over the court, and I mean, just a tremendous defensive player, great leader. Just an all-around, just talented basketball player. And then, you know, we have Jordan Lamker, who is – both Jordan and Abby scored their 1,000th points this year, and Jordan's a junior. And, again, just one of the most versatile players I've ever had the opportunity to coach. As a ninth grader, she was our backup point guard, and as a sophomore, she was our starting post, and this year she kind of does everything for us. And just two great kids, two great leaders. But, you know, I mean, we also have, you know, we have pieces around them that, you know, Kylie Baronic is our point guard, and she kind of makes us go. She gets us into stuff. Izzy Brandt is a sharpshooter that can really shoot the three and stretch the floor for us. Ari Gordon is just an unbelievably disruptive defensive player, athleticism, you know, just all over the place. And so, I mean, it's a nice mix of kids. We've got great kids that come off the bench and work really hard and defend. And, you know, that's kind of what we hang our hats on, is that, we, you know, we are going to dig in on the defensive end of the floor.
So two to go in the regular season. We mentioned a big one with Park Center on Tuesday night. How do you manage that at the end of the regular season, knowing sections are coming up, and then it really kind of turns into, you know, one and done time in a hurry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a balance of, you know, you set goals throughout the season, and one of those goals is to try to win a conference championship, and we've set ourselves up for that. If, you know, if we win on Tuesday night, you know, we pretty much kind of seal that up, and so that's something that our kids are focused on, and we really, really worked hard this year on trying to focus on the game that we have in front of us. You know, that's the most important game of the season, because that's the game we have in front of us, and we try not to look too far ahead. You know, this time of year, it's hard to do that, because you've got to start thinking about, you know, what's down the line and where matchups are going to go. And, you know, I'm off this afternoon to go scout Moorhead because they're a potential section opponent. And, you know, you got to do that kind of stuff as a coach. But with the players, you really try to keep their focus on the game that's right in front of them. You know, what's the game plan? What's the matchups? What's the scheme stuff that you want to do for that game? And really work hard on that. And our kids are pretty good at it. Our kids are pretty focused on what they're doing. So.
Well, Mark, good to visit with you today. We'll see you on Tuesday night. I'll be at the game for PrepSpotlight.tv. Should be a fun night.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Steve. Always good to talk to you.
All right. See you Tuesday night.
All right. Bye-bye.
There he is, Mark Cook, head coach number 8, 4A Maple Grove. They host number 4, 4A Park Center on Tuesday night. That's going to be a great game for sure. If you want to get out and about and see girls hoops, that'll be a good one to be at Maple Grove. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Still to come, we have an update on the weather, our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. And then we're going to hopefully visit with a coach who won his 600th career game up at Perham. His team's off to a 20-0 start. And then later on, Orono boys hockey. And if you're just joining us, we're going to recap those state girls hockey pairings. It's all set to begin Wednesday with 1A. Tuesday or Thursday, 2A at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. It is a high school sports Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 12:35. Thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is a high school sports Saturday. Pairings have been announced. Girls hockey gets started Wednesday with 1A. 2A starts on Thursday at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. We'll have those pairings one more time a little bit later on. By the way, a state dance continues with High Kick today at Target Center. The jazz portion was on Friday in front of big crowds, and big crowds expected in downtown Minneapolis at Target Center today for the dance state tournament. Right now, we're pleased to be joined by a coach who reached a big milestone earlier this season. Dave Kresup, head coach from number 6, 2A Perham. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And we should point out, you have ties, close ties, to our 9 to noon host, Corey Heppala. I know you and Corey go way back, and Corey saluted you. And there was a great photo on Twitter as well. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, Corey and I have now become longtime friends. He was a tremendous player for me back earlier in my career, and was the first MVP of our conference. So, and we stayed connected all the way through his career. So he's a good young man, and he's very successful.
Yeah, and I know he was so happy for you and talked about it and helped get us in touch so we could visit with you, Dave, today. Once again, congrats on win number 600. And I know, like a lot of coaches that reach big milestones in their career, you take a look back and think about the players who made all of it possible.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It's when you're surrounded by good people, not only the good players that we've had here, but they've bought into our system and they've worked extremely hard. But then you got to have those assistant coaches and youth coaches that have built this program all the way from the bottom up, from second grade up. So there's a lot of things going out. You know, this 600 wins is nice for me, but I got to pass it on to a lot of people that have made it possible.
Yeah, let's go back to the early days. How did you get started in coaching as a player along the way, as a young person? Did you always want to be a coach?
Well, I started out coaching youth basketball and youth baseball when I was about 14 years old in Holly, Minnesota. So I've been connected with kids for a long time and coached Little League and Summer League baseball for maybe 15 years and youth basketball for 15 years. And I knew I wanted to do something with kids, so I went into education, and I've been a head basketball coach and a sixth grade teacher now for 35 years. So I really still enjoy it. I've still got the passion and the energy for it, and I've been supported by a lot of good people.
Time flies. I suppose you look back and it's, wow, 635 years. It goes by quick, doesn't it, Dave?
It's been flying by, and it's still a lot of fun. I really enjoy the kids of today. You know, you hear so often that kids are changing. They're really not changing. They're great kids. You might have to treat them a little bit different and do things in a different way, but they're still the same kids. They'll work hard for you if they believe you've got that passion, energy, and you care about them, and that's what I hope we establish here in Perham.
And over the years, you've had a lot of good teams, but how many have reached 20-0 like your team this year?
Well, we've had a few do that, you know, up to that point. You know, a couple of years back, we had the heartbreak. We were 29-0 in the section championship and got beat to go to state a few years back. And then we had another team that was 22-0, and now this year 20-0. And this team is a little bit different this year. They're really overachieving their expectations, and we have high expectations for them, but they went out to work this summer, and they got to work some of our role players. As I don't know if you know about our team last year. We lost probably almost 4,500 career points that graduated last year, so we knew we had something to do, and these kids went to work.
Yeah, and that's got to be a particularly gratifying when you have an overachieving group like this that's 20-0 and works their tails off. I mean, you've got to really enjoy that in all your years to have teams like that that – you know, once again, you know, bring it every night and maybe do a little bit more than even you expected.
Yep, that's very true. This team is doing that right now. We have some guys. We had two real good players coming back and a third player that played some last year. But those other seven or eight kids that are getting some time in the court, man, I'm so impressed by their attitudes and their work ethic. And their hard work pays off. I tell them, we never know when that hard work's going to pay off, but at some point you're going to see some rewards, and now they're seeing some of that reward coming to them.
Yeah, and it looks like by the numbers, you got some guys that play together and share the ball. You've got some balanced scoring.
We got real balanced. You know, we're led by two guys that had a lot of experience last year with about 20 points a game, and we've got another kid around 15, but then our role players are really stepping up, and some night, well, two of our role players had 16 points, 11 rebounds a couple games. So we're getting it from different angles, and last night we played at Holly, and our whole team was clicking, and we got a nice 50-point win over there, which usually doesn't happen, and it was just a combination of the whole team effort.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of big wins this year where you've, you know, gone out and really taken it to teams, and I suppose that there's a tough balance in your experience, 35 years in the job now, 602 victories, if I have it correctly, that, you know, respecting your opponent and, you know, when to step off the gas, but you can only bring so many guys and play only so many guys.
That's very true. Like last night, we got our second five in there with about 8 minutes to go in the game, and they went out. We expect them to do whatever the first group did, and they
yep.
did, and then we got to our third wave of the guys and said, you know what, you're going out and finish this game off, and we expect you to play hard and do the things right. So when you do have that opportunity, you've been through that situation, you know what we expect, and I'm very proud of them last night. They all did that all the way through player 18. So that was a good game we had last night, and a good way right now to pull our team together with everybody getting on the floor.
And I suppose a lot of community support in Perham for what this team has done. We talk about the coaches you've worked with and all the players over the years, but the community support's a big part of it. And I'm sure whether it's at home or on the road, the folks in Perham are there to support you.
They've been simply outstanding. And then we were fortunate our community passed the big bond last year. We got like a new arena. And if you haven't been in our new gymnasium, it's more like a college arena, and it's one of the best in the state. And the community supported that. And, we average over 1,000 fans a game and probably 400 on the road. So
wow.
We're getting the community support we need, and that's really important to us.
Yeah, and that gets the kids excited. You talked as an elementary school teacher that any high school sports program, you got to get the youngsters, those kids in elementary school, about ultimately dreaming of playing for their high school team and putting their jersey on.
That's exactly. You're hitting it right on the head, because we do that all the way down to kindergarten. We have our high school kids come in probably four or five times a year and work with all our youth. We got probably 150 youth kids that they work with about four or five Saturdays, and we make them show up, and they take them in groups and work with them and mentor them along, and we do other things throughout the year that we bring our, what we call our jacket buddies in, and we have probably 350 show up the other night for our autograph night, and we give away prizes to these young kids, and they model, and I don't think high school kids sometimes realize the impact they can have on these youth kids, and so we try to really stress that and make it real important.
Handful of games to go in the regular season. We talked about how quickly 35 years can go by. I'm sure the season, I'm thinking, I just remember Prep Bowl coming to an end, and here we are, already state tournament time with the girls' hockey tournament coming up, and before you know it, wrestling and boys' hockey, and then, of course, girls' hoops and boys' hoops to close it out at Target Center in Minneapolis. But it does fly by, and section time is almost here.
No, it's going to be upon us in a short order. We have five regular season games left, and you've been around sports a long time, too, that, you know, one night you have an off night, you could be done no matter what your record is, because there's so many good teams in our section and throughout the state in Class AA that it's amazing how many great players and great coaches and great teams there are, and that's no exception in our section. We have five or six really loaded up teams, and we added Fergus Falls into our section this year, coming down from 3A, and they're really, really good. So we are 20-0, and we're behind them in our standings because they're playing this big schedule. So we're going to have our hands full, but you know what? We're going to enjoy this, and I tell the kids it's just one game at a time, and they can never be looked down upon for any failure because they've really exceeded what we wanted, and we're just going to try to do our best.
And whatever sport, the excitement of the section playoffs, especially if you're fortunate enough to get to a section final and have a chance to go to state, whatever the sport, that's a big one. That you know, there's nothing quite like that drama.
There's nothing better than that out there. Cause I don't know, we in the 2011, we won the state championship. In 12, we went and got third, and we went in 13. And we had 14. We had a kind of a little bit of a down year. Then 15, 16, 17, we're in this section championship again and got beat all three of those. We didn't know how to do it, but then last year we broke it again and got back. And we're fighting our way to get back to that section championship and a chance to get at state. But, you know, it takes a lot of hard work, and you got to get a little lucky along the way. You got to have some breaks and stay healthy. And like I said before, there's such good players in our section and coaches in our section. We have to really be prepared and be on top of our game here in about a month.
Well, Dave, pleasure to visit with you. Congrats on win number 600 and many more.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And tell Corey, tell him to keep working hard because
yeah,
he's a great guy. And we follow you here, even though we're in Portland. We still get the WCCO. We follow it. So thank you very much.
Well, have a great one. There he is. Dave Kratsup, head coach at number 6, 2A Perham. Recently won game number 600, beating Osakis at Alexandria High School 65-58. Since then, they beat Barnesville 65-37, and then took down Holly 90-40. Remaining, Thief River Falls, Frazee at Esco, home to Pelican Rapids, and then on the road at Pequot Lakes to close it out before section time. But how about that? 600 wins in his 35-year career at Perham. 12:46, 14 minutes now in front of 1 o'clock. Don't forget, we've still got much more here on a high school sports Saturday. We'll talk boys hockey. The number 4 team in 1A, Will Scholes, will join us here coming up in a few minutes. And we'll have those girls hockey pairings coming up one more time before we say goodbye here on News Talk, E3O-WCCO. Welcome back to a high school sports Saturday. All the news at 1, Tech Talk, Doug Swidenhart. Coming up between 1 and 2 o'clock today, if you're having computer problems, stick around for that. Great show, as always. Right now, we want to bring you our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week, and we salute Addison Mack, basketball player from Blake, a 7th grader, scored 29 points as the Bears defeated St. Paul Academy 68-39, outscoring the Spartans 23-16 all by herself in the first half. She is the leading scorer on the season for the Bears, averaging 18 per game. Her season high in her first year of varsity eligibility is 33 points. Congratulations to Addison Mack for being this week's Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. And for more info on all the Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week award winners, go to olddutchfoods.com. And, of course, we first announced it on Sports to the Mac with Mike Max and, of course, with Dave Lee on the morning news. Once again, our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week, Addison Mack, girls basketball player at Blake, and just a seventh grader. Wow, that is quite a performance. Speaking of a great performance, how about boys 1A hockey? And Orono's playing great hockey this year. And right now, Orono ranked number 4 in the latest poll. And we're visiting with Will Scholes, head coach of Orono. And, Will, you got to be proud of this team. They're playing great.
Yeah, we have been. It's been a fun season. If you had asked us at the beginning of the year, we'd be 21-3-1. We would have taken it and ran. We're pretty happy.
Yeah, going into the season, did you think you had a pretty good team and had a chance to ultimately get to the state tournament?
Yeah, we did. This group of Bantams were runner-up at state that year, and obviously there were some kids that transferred out and moved out, but the group that's there works hard, and we were pretty optimistic going into the season.
Boy, and you've got a lead goal scoring at the top, Zach Simon. 29 goals, 37 assists, 66 points, and he got another 60-point guy as well. Let's talk about those guys first. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that makes it easy for me. Just put those two out and go. But they work well together. You know, I don't want to call them Batman and Robin and make somebody seem like somebody's less than the other one, but they're a formidable duo. They're both fast and work hard, and they're tenacious on the puck, and the wing on their line, Bradley Walker's done a good job too. He's only a freshman, but he's a big kid that's physical and he sees the ice really well. So those three have been a real treat.
Yeah, and of course we brought up Zach Simon, Nick Moles, Masterly. Are these kids going to play at the next level? Are they going to have an opportunity?
Yeah, I think they'll both play juniors next year. I know Simon had played a couple games down in juniors before the season, and Nick Moles, Masterly has been talking to some teams, so they'll both have a chance.
Yeah, and it looks like you've had a number of goalies see action this year, but Finn Grandy's getting the lion's share of the work. Talk a little bit about him. You can't get it done without good goaltending.
No, he's quietly, you know, our most important player. He's been here with us since a sophomore. He played, you know, probably half the games as a varsity last year, but he's come so far since a sophomore. He's the first kid on the ice, the last one to leave, takes extra shots. He's in the weight room. He's doing anything he can. He's very important, and he works his butt off.
So you got the W over Waconee on Friday night. Now on to sections. What's the lay of the land there, Coach?
Seating meetings tomorrow. I don't know for the 1, 2, 3. We lost a couple games in the section there. I think our record against common opponents, you know, should get us the one, but who knows? But I mean, Delano, Armstrong, Cooper, the two teams we lost to. Breck's playing really good hockey right now, and you know, Mound's always a threat in Minneapolis. It's a good section. It doesn't get the credit it probably deserves.
Yeah, and I know the ultimate goal, and I'm sure your guys, considering the season they have had, want to get to St. Paul in the XL Energy Center. Well, thanks for the time. Congrats on a great regular season. Good luck in that section tournament, and hopefully we can visit again down the road.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will Scholes, head coach, number 4, 1A, Orono boys hockey, and they're having a great season, and now it's on to the section tournament. And of course, as those section pairings come out, we'll have those for you on a Sports Sunday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. But Orono finishing 21-3-1 in the regular season. Big things all around. Great show today. Once again, 1A girls hockey tournament gets started. Wilmer against number 2 Warroad starting things in 1A on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, on Thursday in 2A, number 2 Andover against Farmington, getting things started in the girls' hockey tournament at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Thanks to Jonathan Lowe and all our guests here on a high school sports Saturday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.